This is your Glacier Markets Farm report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 329 for Wednesday, April 2nd. I'm Adam Pellegiotti. The ICE Futures canola market is mixed on Wednesday ahead of the announcement of the tariffs by U.S. President Donald Trump at 3 p.m. Central Time. European rapeseed, Chicago soybean, and Malaysian palm oil are all making gains on Wednesday morning. Crude oil is slightly down as tariff concerns outweighed lower supply. The Canadian dollar is up nearly one-tenth of a U.S. cent compared to Tuesday's close. The May canola contract is up 30 cents per ton at $627.40. In the U.S., corn and soybeans are down, while wheat is going in both directions. The U.S. Department of Agriculture reported 421.2 million bushels of corn were used for ethanol in February, down 10% from January and down 5.4% from February of last year. The marketing year total so far is 2.754 billion bushels, 1.3% ahead of last year. StoneX projected Brazilian corn production to be 25.6 million tons for the first crop, which is down 630,000 tons from the previous estimate, as well as 101.62 million tons for the Safrinha second crop, which is down 510,000 from the previous estimate. ANAC raised its March Brazilian corn export estimate at 474,200 tons. Crop consultant Dr. Michael Cordonnier left his South American corn production estimates unchanged at 122 million tons in Brazil and 46 million in Argentina. This marketing year, Ukraine has exported 17 million tons of corn so far. The May corn contract is down 4 U.S. cents per bushel at $4.58. The USDA's Fats and Oils report released on Tuesday showed 189.01 million bushels of soybeans were crushed in February, down 11% from January and down 2.3% from February 2024. Soy oil stocks were 1.48 billion pounds. StoneX cut its Brazilian soybean crop estimate by 800,000 tons at 167.54 million. ANAC estimated March Brazilian soybean exports at a record high of 16.09 million tons. Cordonnier left his South American soybean production estimates unchanged at 169 million tons for Brazil and 48 million for Argentina. The May soybean contract is down 9 U.S. cents per bushel at $10.26. Russian wheat stocks as of March 1st were at 11.6 million tons, down 34% from last year. Wheat exports that month were 1.78 million tons, compared to 5.13 million 1 year earlier. In Ukraine, wheat exports were 1.1 million tons in March, with 13 million tons already shipped out in 2024-25. The country is leaving its wheat export limit for the marketing year at 16.2 million tons. European Union soft wheat exports this marketing year are at 15.68 million tons, down from 24.54 million last year. The May Chicago wheat contract is down 5 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.36. The May Kansas City hard red wheat contract is up 1 U.S. cent per bushel at $5.66. The May Minneapolis spring wheat contract is down 2 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.92. That's a look at the ICE futures in the U.S. markets for Wednesday, April 2nd. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pellegiotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm report.